Hi, men on Earth vloggers. Way back when we started this vlog, we talked about the value of stories, as well as more specifically about books. Stating propositions is rarely as effective as helping people relate through stories. The Bible is a great example of this. That doesn't mean that there aren't facts involved in the Bible, but it is not a systematic theology textbook. It's a story of God and God's people, told by particular authors in particular locations and particular times, dealing with particular social issues, with particular theologies, and so on. When the Bible was written, stories were most commonly spoken, not written down. Now again, in more recent history, books are not the most common way we tell stories in our culture. Whether that shift is good, bad, or neutral, that role of shared cultural stories now most often comes through the medium of video, with movies and TV. So my next question for the vloggers: what are your favorite movies or TV shows, and why? I invite the vloggers to go deeper if they'd like, but I'll run through a few of mine quickly. Number 1, Jane the Virgin. I just started watching this after it came to Netflix Canada recently. It's a very well-written show and well-acted show, both funny and dramatic, and there's a pretty realistic portrayal of the role of religion for the average American family, too. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. A lot of TV shows just ignore religion, or else when they bring it in, it's really, really bad. This doesn't do that. It's kind of a microcosm of the whole show, though, which can probably best be described as messy humanity. They're all fundamentally human characters. They all make mistakes, and they all hurt each other sometimes. It's over the top and unrealistic, of course, like any good TV, but somehow all the characters remain relatable through it all. Number 2. Game of Thrones. This might seem like a weird one for a pacifist to name, but one of the things I like about Game of Thrones is that the excessive violence rarely works out well for anybody. A lot of people have died on that show, and a lot of them probably didn't have to. But usually the characters who are excessively violent end up with the consequences of those actions coming back to harm them later. It's a perfect example of how an eye for an eye does not work. There's lots more in there, too. Season 5 had a couple of great story arcs illustrating the problems of state religion working too closely together, which, again, usually doesn't turn out well for anybody involved. Season 6 really ramped up the deep female characters, which is rare in a lot of TV, but especially in fantasy. And number 3, more broadly, superhero stories. I'll watch pretty much anything involving superheroes. In the last year, I've seen Captain America Civil War and Doctor Strange from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad from the DC Universe, and X-Men Apocalypse and Deadpool from the Fox Universe. Plus, in TV, we've watched Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage. It's kind of the jackpot right now for superhero content. But what is it that I like about them? There's the classic good versus evil, of course, although in modern superhero stories they often do a better job of conveying the gray areas that exist in real human life. There's usually some good political themes loosely behind them as well, though. Captain America Civil War captures this well. The real villain is paper thin, and not actually that important to the story, but you get where both positions within the Avengers are coming from. Team Iron Man wants more control over people with superpowers. This could be seen like those calling for more accountability on police, who are typically trying to do good but often end up harming the most vulnerable instead, especially when they don't have that accountability put over them. Team Captain America doesn't want to register with potentially corrupt governments, which doesn't sound too far off of some other real-life examples like Nazi Germany registering Jews, which, remember, he fought against before he was frozen in ice for a generation, or Donald Trump's desire to register Muslims, for a more contemporary example. When those kind of realistic issues are presented in such an unrealistic way, it makes it a lot easier to understand where the other side of the issue is coming from than if it was just watching them debated on TV. And to throw some other really quick ones out, Black Mirror does a really great job of looking at ways in which technology is changing culture and how that could do a lot of harm. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is hilarious and captures trying to reclaim hope and joy after traumatic experiences. Sense 8 is a very high production quality sci-fi, has a great message of being intricately connected with others all over the world, and with some of the best diversity in characters available in a TV show. And 3% is a Brazilian dystopia that is a bit different than a lot of other dystopias, as it also unpacks the idea of a meritocracy. That's a lot that I've mentioned in this video, and this is longer than my usual intro vlog videos. But now it's your turn. Vloggers, what are some of your favorites, and why?
Hello, Minnow Nerds. This is Steve Kimes, and I'm back. Okay, so I'm here to talk about movies today. That was Ryan's thing. Ryan said that he didn't think that any of us had a movie blog, but honestly, I actually do. I've got a whole blog full of movie reviews, and it's called Just Another Movie Blog, and it has a bunch of movie reviews and analysis and stuff like that. I mean, I don't necessarily make my reviews particularly Christian or focused on the religious community that much. And so I just write reviews and post them there. But if you want to take a look at it, please feel free to do that. One of the things that I've thought about in writing a bunch of reviews is how is actually about the nature of the Bible. And this is a strange, kind of a strange connection, but the Bible itself is actually a collection of narratives, a collection of stories about people who have an experience of God and people who are connected to God in some way, and it's all collected in one place. And I was thinking, I kind of considered, well, what if we made a movie Bible? If we made a collection of narratives or about people's experience with God or experience with spirituality. And that doesn't mean that they'd all have to be correct. But what would be some of those movies that we put into that collection? I mean, the thing is that I wouldn't just put Christian ones either. I would put ones from the Far East and all of that. There's one movie called Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, and Spring. Which talks about the cycle of a person's life and how they ended up becoming a monk, but they had to go through all these experiences first. And I would definitely put a number of films by the Dardenne brothers, who's a couple of directors in Belgium, who make amazing movies about forgiveness and poverty and strength and being able to overcome difficulties and all of that. Just a lot of really amazing films like The Son and The Child and 2 Days, One Night. There's lots of really great movies. One movie, though, that I would put from the Christian tradition that I would really emphasize is called The Mission. It's from 1986. I saw it when I was in Bible college. And probably there's not another movie that more influenced my life. It stars Jeremy Irons, but not the creepy Jeremy Irons that you'll see in some movies. You know, he did Scar. Well, it's not that kind of Jeremy Irons. In fact, he plays Father Gabriel, who's like my ultimate hero. This is the guy who formed a mission, uplifted a community of folks in the jungle and help them find a better way of life, thinking about how they best could be themselves, and also incorporating other aspects of life that they from the West that they appreciated, and then how the church swept in and completely decimated that community and how they responded. Robert De Niro is also in that movie, who also plays a great role of a guy who is repentant and had totally transformed by Father Gabriel, and then ends up fighting the church in order to protect the community. But it's It's a great Mennonite film. If you haven't seen it, it is fantastic because it really presents these two different approaches to how do you deal with persecution? How do you deal with people coming against you? It is a great film to watch right now. Okay, it's a great film to watch any year, but right now it's a really great, great movie to watch. I highly, highly recommend it. Okay, running out of time. Talk to you later.
Hey everyone, this is Paul Walker. If you like what you just heard, be sure to check out more of what we have to offer at menonerds.com. It's the hub for all things Menonerds. From there, you can learn more about these podcasts, syndicated blogs from people all over the world, books authored by some of our members, and a host of other exciting free resources for you and your church. Now, there's one last thing. What we do costs a bit of money, and we're always doing it on a volunteer basis. We have people that are committed to making this happen, but we could use more people. If you like what we do, please consider donating monthly. We have two options. You can either do a monthly donation through Patreon, or you can give a one-time donation at any time through PayPal. We love the work we do, but we do need your help to keep it going and to expand into new territory. If you would like to donate, check out menonerds.com/donate. Thanks for listening, and as always, have a great day.